Howdy.
I guess the best way to do this is just start off and go ahead and take questions, and because I'm sure you got some, and we'll get you the answers if there is one.
All right. Raise your hand. We can start here with Ben, then we'll go to Gabe.
Just curious about the depth behind Armani. I guess who's the next in line at safety there, and if that person's not available, who's after that?
Well, we've got options, and like I said, Armani's still an option, and we'll just look at it and see. And like I said, when we started the season, Wilson is a guy that can play back there. We got a couple young kids that are coming on, so we got options that we'll look at if we need to.
On the right side aisle, Gabe.
Yeah, Chief, I asked someone about Claude George. He mentioned he was a little bit feast or famine out there, makes some big plays that we all see, sometimes has a couple busts. But how are you seeing him continue to grow and develop? And is he a guy that's starting to play his way into potentially being a starter for you?
I'm not ready to say that for any stretch of the imagination. Alaka played really well. We got a freshman at the same position that continues to play well. And when you look at productivity, the number of plays and the number of plays that are made, maybe I need to be playing the freshman a little bit more, when you start looking at that. So, there's always competition. And I'm not saying that George is not, fighting for a starting job, but we're going to put the people out there to give us the best opportunity to win. And, that's the way we've always done it, and that's the way we'll continue to do it. But I like what George is getting done.
Right up here on the front right, Sam.
Understanding your last two opponents have been really talented, what are your biggest concerns with your ability to defend the run over statistically what's happened the last couple weeks?
We've been better. Both weeks, some of the same things. And again, when we start talking about things, I have to be real careful how I phrase this because, when there's a mistake, you got to understand this. As a coach, I'm not going to go jump a kid's rear end if we've not put him in that situation enough, okay? That mistake's on me, We can defend the run, and certainly we didn't start off very well last week. There's no question about that. Second play, we gave up a big play because we got someone out of the gap, later. And matter of fact, at the end of that drive, same play. It went for zero, because we were where we needed to be. So we got to continue to grow. We got to continue to get bigger. We got to continue to get stronger. But, we are who we are, and I like our football team. And I like to fight in our football team. We've got that. Do we need to continue to get better? Absolutely.
Right up front, Travis.
Coach, players said after the Tennessee game there's a big emphasis on missed tackles and yards after contact. Looking back on the film, how do you think that the team did against Alabama or improved in that area?
Well, I think early in the game we were much better. Like I said, we gave up some big plays, but it wasn't because of missed tackles. It were plays that when we got to him, we got him down. We didn't get a hand on him early in the play. So we got better, but, you look at the film and there's you got to continue to improve. You're not going to go out there and get everything fixed immediately, okay? And I'm not saying we're waiting around. That's not what I'm saying. It was better this past week. Is it good enough to win against Alabama? No, so we got to continue to work.
In the middle on the right, Olin.
Excuse me. John, what are you seeing from Tyrell Dodson, then, that would make you say that maybe you need to give him more looks?
Well, like I said, you look at the number of plays and you look at the production. It's that simple. Yeah, I mean, it's simple. You play 15 plays, you end up making four tackles. Somebody else plays 30 plays and they make three tackles. It's simple. No, I don't. Not necessarily. Again, he's a young kid, and we want him to grow with experience. Don't want to put him in a situation that he's not prepared for. But we got a good starter there. Alaka's playing well for us. Probably played him too much early without giving him a break. That's a mistake by the coach, not him. He played almost 30 plays without getting a blow. That's something that we need to be able to do, and I need to be able to get a rotation in there a lot quicker than I've done, But he's playing well, like I said. I don't have any complaints about Claude George and how he's playing. We've got good depth at the position. When you look at the position, and you total it up, the production of those three guys, pretty good.
Standing in the back, Darrell.
Coach, I know New Mexico State hadn't had a lot of luck in terms of wins
this year, but they do seem to be a team that can move the ball up and down the field, especially through the air.
Well, they're averaging, you know, somewhere around 500 yards a game, you know, and, you know, that's spooky. You know, they're a good offensive football team, and they've proven that. They got a quarterback that's a senior. I think he missed a good part of last year because of injuries, but he's been around the program. He's been around the scheme. He knows it. He knows how to deliver the football. He knows where it's going to be open. He does a great job going through his progression of reads in the passing game, and certainly he's not going to be the same kind of runner that we saw the last 2 weeks. But you know, he can run the football. They're going to give you some zone read stuff and make you play the entire thing. You know, so you know it's kind of, you know, college football. But I'm not going to change, you know, our standards, you know, but college football has gotten to where it's becoming more and more explosive with offensive teams, and you know, we got to do a better job defensively to make sure it doesn't happen, and that's just what's got to happen.
You're on the right side in the middle, Ben.
You know, Coach, I know it was reported the AFCA was, you know, looking at possibly eliminating kickoffs at some point down the line because of plays like you saw the last couple weeks. If that was to ever happen, or kickoffs were no longer part of football, how would that affect the game, and especially for defenses?
You know, I've never really considered it. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I don't worry about things. I'm worried about trying to get New Mexico State stopped. You know, so, and I'm not trying to be, you know, cute or anything like that. You know, I don't have anything to do with the rules. We try to teach our guys to play within the rules, and however how they prescribe the game to be played, we're going to be ready to play up to the best of our ability.
Anything else? Ben, a follow-up?
Thank you. Oh, you got another question?
Yeah, this one about New Mexico State, just out of curiosity. What do you think of their running back?
I think he's really talented. He's a Texas kid, and I'm sure he's going to be, you know, ready to play. He's got, you know, really, really good speed. He won't be as big as some backs, but he's still powerful. He's an impressive player, no question.